half of the Indianola boys swim team state qualifiers, who are?
Abram Wadley from Winterset.
Max Purvis from Knoxville.
Matthew Kaufelt from Central Decatur.
Nathan Pollard from Pleasantville.
Well, first of all, coming into the qualifying meet, what were your goals going in, and do you think you exceeded those goals?
My goals were to get a personal best time in all my events, but I wasn't quite satisfied with my performance.
All right. Well, you made it to state at least, so yeah. Talk about how that made you feel.
I was really, really happy and really excited to come back to state my last year here.
Awesome. Same question. Talk about your goals going in.
My goals were to cut time and to make sure my relays got to state, and I achieved both of those. So.
All right, perfect. Yeah, your goals coming in?
My goals were to make it to state in at least one individual, which I made it in both, actually. So, and then my goal after that for the 100 back was to break the record, which I tied for exactly. So that's pretty good.
All right, well, congratulations. And then, your goals going in?
I wanted to have a good place at state for the everything, I guess, and wanted to break records as well.
All right, well, talk about what kind of went through your mind when you realized you were going back to state for the Indianola boys swim team.
I don't know. I was pretty excited, I guess.
I was pretty excited as well. I was just ready to go.
Yeah, I was excited too.
I don't know the question.
What went through your mind when you realized you were going to state?
I don't know. I was pretty excited.
Awesome. Well, what do you want to accomplish at this year's state meet?
I definitely want to cut a lot more time in all my events and then break the record again for the medley.
Perfect.
I'd also like to cut a lot of time in my events and place well for the relays.
I'd like to cut some more time, specifically in the backstroke and the 500, and place really well in the medleys.
I'd like to break my own records again and then probably medal in both individuals.
All right, well, this boys swim team, a lot of different towns, a lot of different high schools. Everybody kind of comes here to join that one team. So what's it like not being, I guess, from one high school like a lot of normal teams would be, but still a pretty close-knit group?
It's, I think, a lot more fun than kind of the other sports where you're just with people you already know. You get to, like, meet so many new people and really it has like a different sort of companionship than other teams.
Yeah, it's cool to get to know like a bunch of people from different towns. It takes a lot of time, but I think it's worth it.
It's really nice because you can kind of meet people that are further away from your school and that are not like in your already existing friend group, which kind of lets you branch out with people, I guess. So that makes it more interesting.
I think it's kind of nice just meeting all the new people that comes along with it.
Second half of the Indianola boys state swim team qualifiers, who are?
Carson Boyle, Winterset.
Chance Yates, Indianola.
Bobby Shepard, Indianola.
Matthew Edgington, Indianola.
All right, we'll talk a little bit about your goals going into the qualifying meet, and do you think you accomplished those goals as you head back to state?
Yeah, we're just going to do our best. You know, we put in the work, and we're going to, you know, do our best, you know.
All the guys have really worked hard, and the medley relay, we're hoping to break our record again, so, and I think we'll do that.
We've been working hard all year for this, and we've had great times at districts, and I'm just really looking forward to it.
My personal goal is to get fast enough time so my coach isn't mad at me.
Well, that's a good goal to have as well. Talk about what went through your head when you realized you were headed to the state meet right after you qualified.
Yeah, we were pretty excited, and we were realizing that our work is paying off, you know, so it was good.
For me, it's my first time qualifying for state with the high school, and I just thought it was really cool and it's going to be fun. The atmosphere here is great, and it's just going to be really fun with the guys.
It's also my first year going to state, and I've traveled up to state like as an alternate, but this is going to be a good experience actually swimming at state.
This is my second year going to state, so I was just ready for the less yardage at the practices leading up to state.
All right, well, what do you want to see at state, personal goals or team goals that you want to accomplish?
You know, I really wanted to break 23 again and, you know, get that sub-23, and I hope our relay, you know, can pull off another good time.
I'm hoping that the medley relay can break their record again, and I'm hoping I can personally get a 23.5 on my 50 fly split, so.
Personally, I think I want to get a 22-second 50 free, in the 400 or the 200 free relay?
Personally, I just want to swim really fast so my teammates are happy with me because I know they've worked really hard the whole year for it.
All right, well, starting here again, a lot of different high schools, a lot of different guys from around the area. What's it like being on a team that maybe not traditionally just from that one high school, but kind of a conglomerate around the area?
Well, we're not really a big school, so we don't have, like, all these big jocks and stuff that just come in, just want to swim 24/7. We have a few of those guys, but we don't really get the good premium stuff like Ankeny and all them big schools get with all their fancy money.
I think it's good because we get to, like, interact with each other, and, like, we're all coming from, like, different outcomes and stuff, so it's kind of fun to learn about them.
Yeah, to add on to what Bobby said, yeah, there's a bunch of different backgrounds here, and we've made a bunch of new friends. It's like a family atmosphere here, and it's just great. I like having multiple teams here. If it was just in Enola or if it was just Knoxville, it'd be very quiet, and we probably wouldn't be as good as we are now.
Yeah, like everybody else is saying, like, it's good that we're all here to come together and be one. We're not here discriminating, or, you know, we're just here to do our thing.